This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Dave Hodges will be joining us in the third hour today, not the second. Yeah, got some wires crossed, but we've uncrossed the wires. And now we know what's going to be happening here. So we got a lot to talk about in this hour, kind of compressing a whole bunch of stories. We're catching up after yesterday's information, masterfully done here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, we've got this whole thing going on right now with the murder rates and everything. We're trying to get you some accurate I'm still looking for some of the accurate numbers that are out there, and I haven't quite found them yet. But I will find them. There is no doubt about it. And before we get into what we're going to be doing we're going to be getting into the President Trump's speech on the 3rd, on Friday. I thought it was incredible. I really did. I thought he did a fantastic job. But there's a lot of protesting and stuff like that. Everybody thought the gloom and doom of it all was going to be driving people crazy, right? Anyway, we're right now. I said I would be doing the Rasmussen Report, and boy, they got themselves a new website. Good for them. Daily presidential tracking poll by Rasmussen, and today shows that 45% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's performance, and 53% disapprove. So we're still within that range, like I said, and it's Tuesday. So, wasn't sure where it was yesterday, actually. We didn't do a report yesterday. Yeah, it's 45% today. Yesterday, it was 47%. So, we're down one, but still within that same range of, that same range of where we said the president's, it hasn't really shifted out of the, it's always been above 40% and many times above 53%. 53%. What was it? 53% in September 23rd. Yep. And we had 52% on February 20th. That was December. See, that was September 2019, 53%. And then coming into this year, the last time it was at that level, 52% February 2020. 26. So that kind of gives you the range that we're looking for here on with the presidential daily tracking poll, that sort of thing. So that's with the Rasmussen report. That's what we're looking at here. And good, strong numbers, actually. I think we're still, there's no question that we're still within the boundaries, if you will, of where we should be, if you know what I mean. Okay, so anyway, this is somehow, it says, I got some Twitter things coming in here, and I've got to be reading those. I'm sorry, it's a bevy of information. Everybody's downloading on me today with all their information. We like it. We like it. We certainly like what's going on. Okay, so President Trump shows up in Rushmore, right? And his function is to give his speech, long-awaited speech in Mount Rushmore. And this was, of course, something that a lot of people didn't think was really going to be pulled off. Now, one of the things that came up, and this is a report, I believe, out of, what was that company? I was listening, doesn't show which one this one is, but I was listening to this. There are some really good knockoff reports agencies going on right now, newbies and upcomers. This is the protest that was out in front of the Trump campaign, or excuse me, the Trump speech, and these were protesters that jammed up the ticketing area. You can hear them chanting in the background, and they brought in the National Guard and other policing agencies to clear a roadblock that these people had set up. So as you're going into Rushmore, if you're going to go to watch the president, you're going to be screened. And so cars coming in, they have a pre-organized stop station where you have to go through and get all your credentials checked, then you're moved on. Then all the stuff that you do for a presidential speech. You know, everybody goes through these things. So what they did is they came up and they knocked out the tires of these cars and they jammed up the road. And so I'll tell you, I just was absolutely impressed with the National Guard and the sheriffs there. And how they handled these protesters. And there weren't really a lot of them. And a lot of them were Sioux Indians that were doing a lot of protesting. But there seemed to be a lot of white folks there as well. You know, the Black Lives Matter white folk thing going on, right? That's what they had. So anyway, the interesting thing out of all this, of course, was how they stop traffic.
I am here as your president to proclaim before the country.
And this was from his speech.
Before the world, this monument will never be desecrated. These heroes will never be defaced.
And again, what they were trying to do with this protest is they were trying to block everybody from gaining entrance or access to the president's speech. And of course, that just did not happen. They came out with the tow trucks. Man, they pulled them out. And, of course, the military precision by which they removed everybody, the protesters, backed them up, backed them through the trucks, and everything. It was just absolutely amazing, actually. And hats off to law enforcement and the National Guard, who did all the things they needed to do. And it was wonderful to see. Now, nobody was hurt. Nobody was injured, which is good. But to destroy and block traffic is not peaceful protest, as you know. So that's why they used force to remove them, and they did. And it was interesting to watch that whole thing play out the way they did it. So anyway, but getting back into the whole Trump speech, which I thought was incredible by the president. We're going to be playing some excerpts out here pretty soon. And it's a long speech. I'm not going to play the whole speech, but I'll give you enough of the flavor of it all. And of course, there was the warm-up before that. And there's a lot of pomp and circumstances and fanfare. And after he gave the speech, of course, flybys and things like the Blue Angels came over, was really but what was really neat, as this protest is going on the street, that the president in Air Force One did a flyby all up and down the valley and then across, across the Mount Rushmore. It was just an incredible sight to see. And they had some helicopters up there doing all the background visuals and stuff. It was pretty neat to see the Air Force One in that situation. It's very impressive. If you love America, this was a very patriotic and a very uplifting type of program. Of course, Ben Berkwam was out there, too. He was out running around and checking out all the scenes in Rushmore and all the festivities and so on. But anyway, he did a good job. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how Donald Trump pulled this off and the response from people. I was thinking that there would be a better response in some degrees, but we know that it was very well watched all throughout the nation. And, of course, it was a packed house there in Rushmore. Packed house. Yeah, nobody with only a few people with masks on. I hope the president doesn't put a mask on just to appease the tyrants out there, the medical tyrants. We have a medical tyranny going on right now with all this COVID virus business. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, we're going to hear some excerpts of the president's speech, which I think will be quite fascinating. And, of course, it was definitely a wonderful, wonderful, fireworks display. And, by the way, the fireworks display was the first time in 11 years because Obama cut it out. Yeah, you can't have any of those kind of things with Obama, right? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here at Agenda 21 Radio. Excuse me. Donald Trump speaking at Mount Rushmore.
Well, thank you very much, and Governor Noem, Secretary Bernhardt, we very much appreciate it. Members of Congress, distinguished guests, and a very special hello to South Dakota. As we begin this 4th of July weekend, the First Lady and I would wish each and every one of you a very, very happy Independence Day. Thank you. Let us show our appreciation to the South Dakota Army and Air National Guard and the U.S. Air Force for inspiring us with that magnificent display of American air power. And, of course, our gratitude, as always, to the legendary and very talented Blue Angels. Thank you very much. Let us also send our deepest thanks to our wonderful veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and the doctors, nurses, and scientists working tirelessly to kill the virus. They are working hard. I want to thank them very, very much. We're grateful as well to your state's congressional delegation, Senator John Thune. John, thank you very much. Senator Mike Rounds. Thank you, Mike. And Dusty Johnson, Congressman. Hi, Dusty. Thank you. And all others with us tonight from Congress. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it. There could be no better place to celebrate America's independence than beneath this magnificent, incredible, majestic mountain monument to the greatest Americans who have ever lived. Today we pay tribute to the exceptional lives and extraordinary legacies of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt.
Take the glove.
I am here as your president to proclaim before the country and before the world, this monument will never be desecrated. These heroes will never be defaced. Their legacy will never, ever be destroyed. Their achievements will never be forgotten. And Mount Rushmore will stand forever as an eternal tribute to our forefathers and to our freedom. We gather tonight to herald the most important day in the history of nations, July 4th, 1776. At those words, every American heart should swell with pride. Every American family should cheer with delight. And every American patriot should be filled with joy. Because each of you lives in the most magnificent country in the history of the world, and it will soon be greater than ever before. Our founders launched not only a revolution in government, but a revolution in the pursuit of justice, equality, liberty, and prosperity. No nation has done more to advance the human condition than the United States of America. And no people have done more to promote human progress than the citizens of our great nation. It was all made possible by the courage of 56 patriots who gathered in Philadelphia 244 years ago and signed the Declaration of Independence. They enshrined a divine truth that changed the world forever when they said, "All men are created equal." These immortal words set in motion the unstoppable march of freedom. Our founders boldly declared that we are all endowed with the same divine rights given us by our Creator in heaven, and that which God has given us, we will allow no one ever to take away, ever. In 1776 represented the culmination of thousands of years of Western civilization and the triumph of not only spirit, but of wisdom, philosophy, and reason. And yet, as we meet here tonight, there is a growing danger that threatens every blessing our ancestors fought so hard for, struggled, they bled to secure. Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children.
Success is never...
Yep, indoctrinate our children. That's exactly what they're doing.
Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing. They think the American people are weak and soft and submissive. But no, the American people are strong and proud, and they will not allow our country and all of its values, history, and culture to be taken from them. One of their political weapons is cancel culture, driving people from their jobs, shaming dissenters, and demanding total submission from anyone who disagrees. This is the very definition of totalitarianism, and it is completely alien to our culture and to our values, and it has absolutely no place in the United States of America. This attack on our liberty, our magnificent liberty, must be stopped, and it will be stopped very quickly. We will expose this dangerous movement, protect our nation's children, end this radical assault, and preserve our beloved American way of life. In our schools, our newsrooms, even our corporate boardrooms, there is a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. If you do not speak its language, perform its rituals, recite its mantras, and follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished. It's not going to happen to us. Make no mistake, this left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution.
That's a fact. Overthrow the American Revolution.
In so doing, they would destroy the very civilization that rescued billions from poverty, disease, violence, and hunger, and that lifted humanity to new heights of achievement, discovery, and progress. To make this possible, they are determined to tear down every statue, symbol, and memory of our national heritage. True. That's very true, actually. That is why I am deploying federal law enforcement to protect our monuments, arrest the rioters, and prosecute offenders to the fullest extent of the law. I am pleased to report that yesterday, federal agents arrested the suspected ringleader of the attack on the statue of the great Andrew Jackson in Washington, D.C. And in addition, hundreds more have been arrested. Under the executive order I signed last week, pertaining to the Veterans Memorial Preservation and Recognition Act and other laws, people who damage or deface federal statues or monuments will get a minimum of 10 years in prison. And obviously that includes our beautiful Mount Rushmore. Our people have a great memory. They will never forget the destruction of statues and monuments to George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, abolitionists, and many others. The violent mayhem we have seen in the streets and cities that are run by liberal Democrats in every case is the predictable result of years of extreme indoctrination and bias in education, journalism, and other cultural institutions. Against every law of society and nature, our children are taught in school to hate their own country and to believe that the men and women who built it were not heroes, but that were villains. The radical view of American history is a web of lies. All perspective is removed. Every virtue is obscured. Every motive is twisted. Every fact is distorted. And every flaw is magnified until the history is purged and the record is disfigured beyond all recognition. This movement is openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore.
Yep. This is absolutely a fact. Every person on Mount Rushmore.
They defile the memory of Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Roosevelt. Today, we will set history and history's records straight. Before these figures were immortalized in stone, they were American giants in full flesh and blood, gallant men whose intrepid deeds unleashed the greatest leap of human advancement the world has ever known. Tonight I will tell you, and most importantly, the youth of our nation, the true stories of these great, great men. From head to toe, George Washington represented the strength, grace, and dignity of the American people. From a small volunteer force of citizen farmers, he created the Continental Army out of nothing and rallied them to stand against the most powerful military on earth. Through 8 long years, through the brutal winter at Valley Forge, through setback after setback on the field of battle, he led those patriots to ultimate triumph. When the army had dwindled to a few thousand men at Christmas of 1776, when defeat seemed absolutely certain, he took what remained of his forces on a daring nighttime crossing of the Delaware River. They marched through 9 miles of frigid darkness, many without boots on their feet, leaving a trail of blood in the snow. In the morning, they seized victory at Trenton. After forcing the surrender of the most powerful empire on the planet, at Yorktown, General Washington did not claim power, but simply returned to Mount Vernon as a private citizen. When called upon again, he presided over the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia and was unanimously elected our first president. When he stepped down after 2 terms, his former adversary, King George, called him the greatest man of the age. He remains first in our hearts to this day.
First in our hearts today, except in some, right? In some hearts, he doesn't remain that way, which is not the way it's supposed to be, of course.
For as long as Americans love this land, we will honor and cherish the father of our country, George Washington. He will never be removed, abolished, and most of all, he will never be forgotten. Thomas Jefferson, the great Thomas Jefferson, was 33 years old when he traveled north to Pennsylvania and brilliantly authored one of the greatest treasures of human history, the Declaration of Independence. He also drafted Virginia's Constitution and conceived and wrote the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, a model for our cherished First Amendment. After serving as the first Secretary of State and then Vice President, he was elected to the presidency. He ordered American warriors to crush Barbary pirates. He doubled the size of our nation with the Louisiana Purchase, and he sent the famous explorers Lewis and Clark into the West on a daring expedition to the Pacific Ocean. He was an architect, an inventor, a diplomat, a scholar, the founder of one of the world's great universities, and an ardent defender of liberty. Americans will forever admire the author of American freedom, Thomas Jefferson. And he too will never, ever be abandoned by us. Abraham Lincoln, the savior of our Union, was a self-taught country lawyer who grew up in a log cabin on the American frontier. The first Republican president, he rose to high office from obscurity based on a force and clarity of his anti-slavery convictions, very, very strong convictions. He signed the law that built the Transcontinental Railroad. He signed the Homestead Act, given to some incredible scholars as simply defined ordinary citizens free land to settle anywhere in the American West. And he led the country through the darkest hours of American history, giving every ounce of strength that he had to ensure that government of the people, by the people, and for the people did not perish from this earth. He served as Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Armed Forces during our bloodiest war, the struggle that saved our Union and extinguished the evil of slavery. Over 600,000 died in that war. More than 20,000 were killed or wounded in a single day in Antietam. At Gettysburg, 157 years ago, the Union bravely withstood an assault of nearly 15,000 men and threw back Pickett's charge. Lincoln won the Civil War. He issued the Emancipation Proclamation. He led the passage of the 13th Amendment, abolishing slavery for all time. And ultimately, his determination to preserve our nation and our Union cost him his life. For as long as we live, Americans will uphold and revere the immortal memory of President Abraham Lincoln. Theodore Roosevelt exemplified the unbridled confidence of our national culture and identity. He saw the towering grandeur of America's mission in the world, and he pursued it with overwhelming energy and zeal. As a lieutenant colonel during the Spanish-American War, he led the famous Rough Riders to defeat the enemy at San Juan Hill. He cleaned up corruption as police commissioner of New York City, then served as the governor of New York, vice president, and at 42 years old, became the youngest ever president of the United States. He sent our great new naval fleet around the globe to announce America's arrival as a world power. He gave us many of our national parks, including the Grand Canyon. He oversaw the construction of the awe-inspiring Panama Canal. And he is the only person ever awarded both the Nobel Peace Prize and the Congressional Medal of Honor. He was American freedom personified in full. The American people will never relinquish the bold, beautiful, and untamed spirit of Theodore Roosevelt. No movement that seeks to dismantle these treasured American legacies can possibly have a love of America at its heart. Can't happen. No person who remains quiet at the destruction of this resplendent heritage can possibly lead us to a better future. The radical ideology attacking our country advances under the banner of social justice. But in truth, it would demolish both justice and society. It would transform justice into an instrument of division and vengeance, and it would turn our free and inclusive society into a place of repression, domination, and exclusion. They want to silence us, but we will not be silenced. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We will state the truth in full without apology. We declare that the United States of America is the most just and exceptional nation ever to exist on Earth. We are proud of the fact that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and we understand that these values have dramatically advanced the cause of peace and justice throughout the world. We know that the American family is the bedrock of American life. We recognize the solemn right and moral duty of every nation to secure its borders. And we are building the wall. We remember that governments exist to protect the safety and happiness of their own people. A nation must care for its own citizens first. We must take care of America first. It's time. We believe in equal opportunity, equal justice, and equal treatment for citizens of every race, background, religion, and creed. Every child of every color, born and unborn, is made in the holy image of God.
Born and unborn.
We want free and open debate, not speech codes and cancel culture. We embrace tolerance, not prejudice. We support the courageous men and women of law enforcement.
Yes, we do.
We will never abolish our police or our great Second Amendment, which gives us the right to keep and bear arms. We believe that our children should be taught to love their country, honor their history, and respect our great American flag. We stand tall, we stand proud, and we only kneel to Almighty God.
That's correct.
This is who we are. This is what we believe. And these are the values that will guide us as we strive to build an even better and greater future. Those who seek to erase our heritage want Americans to forget our pride and our great dignity so that we can no longer understand ourselves or America's destiny. In toppling the heroes of 1776, they seek to dissolve the bonds of love and loyalty that we feel for our country and that we feel for each other. Their goal is not a better America. Their goal is to end America. In its place, they want power for themselves. But just as patriots did in centuries past, the American people will stand in their way, and we will win, and win quickly and with great dignity.
I wonder what he means about that.
We will never let them rip America's heroes from our monuments or from our hearts. By tearing down Washington and Jefferson, these radicals would tear down the very heritage for which men gave their lives to win the Civil War. They would erase the memory that inspired those soldiers to go to their deaths, singing these words of the battle hymn of the Republic. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free, while God is marching on. They would tear down the principles that propelled the abolition of slavery and ultimately around the world, ending an evil institution that had plagued humanity for thousands and thousands of years. Our opponents would tear apart the very documents that Martin Luther King used to express his dream and the ideas that were the foundation of the righteous movement for civil rights. They would tear down the beliefs, culture, and identity that have made America the most vibrant and tolerant society in the history of the earth.
And we're going to leave it there. Great words from President Trump. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Orion Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Orion Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Orion Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Orion Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Orion Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
A little reminder that we're going to be hearing from Dave Hodges here in the next hour, so you want to stay tuned for more. Also, if you're interested in going to the Orange County Town Hall that's going to be on the 8th in 2 days. Tomorrow. Shocking. Shocking. We'll be in Orange County tomorrow. And anyway, if you are interested, you can definitely get on board and give us an email. Actually, email us at bear at ncs51.com. That's the quickest way to do it right now. Bear at ncs51.com. If you're in the any of that area, Los Angeles, Orange County, or whatever, you want to be a part of this, you can have a part of it. Absolutely. We welcome that you have a part of this and see what's going on with the new California State movement. It's something that is, of course, shaking everyone in their tree. And, of course, we're going to talk about this because now, you know, we have full exposure going on by the other side that's opposing New California, which is, of course, the state of California. They don't want to have this all. And, of course, they're desperate for cash and other assorted and sundry things, right? And we know that. So they have ifios, absolute ifios, if you know what I mean. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I know we got to run for time, but, you know, and Dave Hodges will be here momentarily to kind of give us an update on what's going on in all the things of the world, if you know what I mean. And there's a lot of things going on in the world, if you know what I mean. Shocking. Shocking. Yeah. Today's grievance day. We have grievance number 11, chapter 2. This is the 11th grievance that we've done. We've done a total of 106 grievances since January 15, 2018. And we're on to the second part de chapter 2. Of reading, again, 95 grievances, and we're already 11 in. Do you believe that? Man, I'm telling you, these things go so fast. They really do, and it's amazing what's going on. So we've got Chapter 11 grievance, and we're really kind of bemoaning in this particular one, Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, and, of course, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. That's one of our arguments going forward. And the other one, surprisingly, for the Chapter 2 grievance, we've got violations of the Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, Article 6, the Supremacy Clause, and First Amendment to the Constitution, and, shockingly, the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. In the order of the day, the dictator claims his dominion. How about that one? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.